At RSF, we see education and lifelong learning as central to the renewal of culture. The Esalen Institute and Hollyhock Learning Center offer unique opportunities to cultivate deep change in self and society. Here, Dana Solomon, Hollyhock CEO and RSF investor, and Tricia McEntee, CEO of Esalen and RSF borrower, discuss how individual change can flourish to create better enterprises, movements, and a healthier world.
Well, I guess I just wanted to start with background, Tricia, how you got to be involved with Esalen, what drew you to Esalen, and how you started there.
I came from the business world. I'm a CPA and had held positions, chief financial officer positions in both for-profit and non-profit organizations through my career. And I came to Esalen, I think it was February of 2006, for a weekend workshop to see Brother David Stendhal Rost, who I love. I had read several of his books. He has a gratefulness website, and I had really been following quite a contemplative spiritual path, you know, in my personal life. So my son and I didn't really know much about Esalen. We really came to see Brother David, and the workshop was called The Noble Cause of Business. And so, you know, and I just fell in love with Esalen. It just so felt like home, and spoke to me on a personal level, spiritual growth and transformation, and then just the beautiful, the physical environment here in Big Sur. I was just swept away. And they had a position opening that was posted when I was here for a chief financial officer. And, you know, one thing led to another. And I applied for the job, and it was kind of on a whim. I just couldn't imagine me really moving to California, but it happened. And then 3 years later, I had the opportunity to apply for the CEO position. And so I've been 3 years as the chief financial officer, and then the past 3.5 years as the CEO.
Hi there, this is Dana.
How long ago was that?
Six and a half years ago. So I actually started in September of 2006. As the CFO, and then around, you know, August, September of 2009, I kind of stepped into the CEO position. So it's
been
about half and half time here. Yeah.
Oh, great. Welcome, Dana. Can you tell us a little bit about how you first got involved with Hollyhock?
You bet. Well, mine involves a little bit of magic and a little bit of practicality, because I heard about Hollyhock probably 20-some-odd years ago when I lived in a little mountain town in Colorado, and two of the founders had just acquired it, and they told me about this extraordinary place and the organic garden and all of the courses and everything, and they had just purchased it maybe, I don't know, a few years before. And then fast forward to, I was the general manager of a property in California called Two Bunch Palms, and I had been working there for a good number of years, and I heard from a friend that he was coming to Hollyhock and doing a course called, at the time it was called Spirit and Business. And I thought, that name sounds familiar, Hollyhock. And I was trying to remember how to put two and two together from my friends from 20-some-odd years ago and this current moment. And then I realized, oh, this is the same place they were telling me about. And so, one thing led to another, and I made arrangements, and I came to, also like you, Trish, I came to a program which was a conference of about 100 people gathered together to talk about and work on, well, what would it look like to be involved in a triple bottom line business that thought about people, place, and the planet, and still made profit. So, you know, what's a green business and all of that back probably, I guess that was probably about 15 years ago. And as it turned out, you know, I was approached when the day I arrived by the head of the board, who came up to me and said, I've heard about you from so-and-so and so-and-so, and how would you like to come and, you know, operate this business? And I laughed and said, oh, well, that would be great, but, like, I have a whole life and family in California, love my work, and so forth. And so I declined that opportunity, but I did join the board. So I was on the board for about a year and a half, and at some point I realized that this was the work that I really dreamed of doing. And so I applied for the position when it became available, and I've been at Hollyhock for 12 years now.
Yeah, it's interesting. We both came to, I don't know if you heard this, Dana, but the first time I ever came to Esalen was to go to a workshop called The Noble Cause of Business.
Really? Oh,
and it was kind of the same thing. It was,
yeah,
wow, what would it be like? You know, business is such an influential part of our world today.
Exactly.
And I was just so drawn to that idea of kind of spirituality and business and how much impact it could have on our world if we really had noble businesses.
And so noble intentions.
Yeah. So that's definitely been a passion of mine, like, throughout all the time that I've been here.
You were taking basically the same workshop, it sounds like, at different
times. Isn't that interesting?
And here we are.
Yeah, we just had, I don't know if you... you know, we've had this series three in a row now. This year will be the fourth year that we have one of our conferences, invitational conferences on conscious business. And I've been able to attend those. I just love them. But it's like major CEOs of major corporations, Fortune 500, that really have conscious business, you know, as a focus of their organization.
That's right. Well, that's really wonderful. And you guys are now working with Social Venture Network, which I actually just came back from the Social Venture Network conference in New York just late last night. And I would say, you know, when we think about the two organizations that both have a very long and beautiful history, I think, Hollyhock just celebrated its 25th year, and Esalen, what year are you guys celebrating?
50th year.
Our 50th
anniversary this year.
that's the congratulations. That is fantastic. And we feel really like, wow, we're celebrating 25 years. Well, actually, we celebrated 25 years 5 years ago. We're at 30 now. And so we're just going into our 31st year. So we've all been through a lot, and Esalen has a renowned history, and Hollyhock's history, I would say, you know, when you guys asked, what's a little different about Esalen and Hollyhock, I would say that Hollyhock was really founded on the idea of positive change for a better world. 30 years ago, our founders came out of Greenpeace, were the founders of Greenpeace, which started, I don't know if you guys know, in Vancouver, Canada. And we're really have always been focused on providing lifelong learning programs, but mostly focused on inspiring people to create just and healthy organizations and communities and cultures. So what we do is we bring together seasoned and emerging leaders from a wide range of fields to really work together to develop impactful solutions addressing the most pressing challenges of our time. And so what we developed, and especially in the last 15 years, is what we're calling our Social Innovation Program, Conference and Program Series. And so we've had the Social Venture Institute, which sounds like similar to what you guys are doing at Esalen. And this has been going on, I think we're maybe in our 16th year of Social Venture Institute. And then we're also taking these conferences. Now, by the way, the Social Venture Institute sells out 100% of the time. We're always pushing the edges of what we can accommodate. But I think that there's definitely quite an appetite for people who are making a difference in the world. And, you know, it used to be kind of the odd thing. And I have to say, Trish, that it makes me get a big smile on my face to hear that you say, you know, that people from Fortune 500 companies are coming to F1 too, because what that means is all this wacky stuff that we talked about for decades is actually coming to fruition in the, you know, the current world, in the world where, you know, they fairly laughed at us in the past.
Exactly. You know, I mean, there was this article in the San Francisco Chronicle about, boy, the things that have come from Esalen from those early years have just changed everything about our culture. You know, how we think, how we pray, how we eat, how we work.
You talked about how you have a goal of helping people learn how to be good human beings. How do you do that? How do you help people learn how to be good human beings?
Well, I would say a couple ways is that what we do at Hollyhock is we support the development of leading social enterprises and nonprofit organizations within our region, and we encourage and raise funds to help support their staff members and the people who are working within the organizations to come to a good number of our programs, where we have skilled presenters who are really top in their entrepreneurship, sustainability, creativity, personal well-being, and leadership development fields. So those presenters partner with Hollyhock because of its unique space that people come to Hollyhock because of this. They don't come to Hollyhock because it's a pretty location. We actually have a really strong reputation. And so I could tell you a list of 100 different organizations within our region. And when I say our region, I would say Cascadia region of, you know, really from Esalen up to Alaska. And of course, people come from all over, but that's our main focus of our region. And so what we do is we track top and emerging talent, and we invite people actually to come and take these courses, like The Art of Leadership with Robert Gass, or Media That Matters, or Web of Change, or the Social Venture Institute, or you know, the Art and Craft of Effective Facilitation. So we're actually targeting people who have influence and are going to be out in the world and be more effective.
And how has the work at Hollyhock for you, Dana, and Esalen for you, Tricia, affected you personally or contributed to your own personal development?
One word comes to me, which is it's re-enlivened my hope for the future. It's all about hope for me and seeing, you know, one thing that we've done by offering these kinds of conferences and gatherings and courses is that our demographic has gone from, you know, and not to say that this is a bad thing, but our demographic has really been changing over this last decade and a half from middle-aged, mostly women, you know, in their 40s to 60s, to quite a number of young people. And they're really excited about Hollyhock, and they're gathering outside of Hollyhock. And, you know, one thing that's just kind of mind-boggling to us is that, and fantastic, is that we have probably an average of every 2 weeks, there's a Hollyhock event in our nearest urban centers like Vancouver and Victoria, that they ask if they can put our name on it, because they're all people who have come to different gatherings and programs at Hollyhock, but we're not putting these events together. These are people who are saying, oh, all the people from the Social Change Institute from the last 5 years, we're all going to meet at this great place, and we're going to have a conversation and a dance party. The growth is just generating and generating, and we're having more and more young people who really care about the future and are gathering and doing things and creating initiatives that are stunning. And so back to, you know, what do I take from it? I feel like I'm, you know, in one of the most fortunate situations that I could ever be in, because I actually now have hope that there's a future for a better world. I really believe it. I'm not just saying the words. Like, I actually think that it's possible.
You know, the thing that comes up for me is it is my own personal growth. This job is, it calls forth everything that I could possibly imagine. I mean, it's a challenging job. It's a remote location, and we have a residential community, and doing business in this 21st century is complex, and, I mean, we have an aging facility. I don't know what it's like at Hollyhock, but
all those things.
Financial pressures and operational issues. And so facing all of that and trying to lead through that is just such a, you know, I've just had to grow myself. I said, this is the longest and most in-depth workshop I have ever taken.
Dana, what do you see as sort of the next growth trajectory for Hollyhock?
For us, I would say the next edge is really jumping into modern times and scaling up our ability to reach more people so that we can have more impact. Really, I would say my little tagline for the present is accessible, affordable, and high impact. So we're really, we've been spending these last few years developing partnerships with universities, with the Dalai Lama Center for Peace, with different progressive financial institutions such as VanCity, which is the largest credit union in Canada, and seeing what we can do together to broaden our reach, to offer programs in the city. So this year we're probably going to double the number of programs that we're offering in Vancouver during our kind of quieter winter months. And we do call those programs accessible, affordable, high impact, just because we can, you know, they can get offered out to more people more easily, you know, at less cost. And then, of course, the next part of scaling up that I'm dreaming on is how do we offer, a true and authentic and deep and rich experience while offering it in a venue that is a little different venue. So the way that I'm thinking about it is video conferencing courses and potentially freeware online courses where people can pay very little to have an experience and an educational opportunity that maybe not everybody can access by coming to our beautiful little jewel of a property.
We just launched a brand new website like a month ago for our 50th anniversary. I was going to say, go look at our new website, and you would have had to see the old one to just even understand.
Oh, I remember your old one,
I told all of our donors, you know, the old one. I said, you guys should be really familiar with it because, like, it hasn't changed at all in about 15 years. So this new one is just, like, glorious, and it's still, you know, what would I just, you know, it's a foundation. It's just the building block for, you know, now we have the ability to kind of try and create these different outreach and how can we, how can we do, it's just exactly what you said. And I know we've had conversation after conversation about, oh my gosh, how do you deliver what we do, which is such a personal personal, intimate kind of a experience over the internet, and we haven't quite figured out how that would look, you know, what we could do. It's
well,
a challenge.
There's a lot of things, and one thing that we're focusing really with our off-site work, and we're just entering this other world that I was talking about, because you did say cutting edge, so it's like, where are we aiming for? But we launched a separate website this year called Hollyhock Life, and it has several different categories, and we have volunteers and interns who are populating the site. with new ideas. I think our categories are community, food and garden, and big ideas. The idea is that people can actually interact on Hollyhock Life. They can post articles. They can write reflections on what their experiences have been at Hollyhock. They can have conversations. And so it's really pretty fabulous interactive site that I would say changes literally every day. What it looks like changes every single day. And people really care about community in all of the topics that we've been talking about. Like what is Hollyhock about? It's about community. That's where people get excited and want mm-hmm. and are really connected with what we're doing.
I just pulled up the website, the Hollyhock Life website. That's so exciting. We're sort of dealing with similar questions at RSF about how do you scale when so much of the appeal is about the personal transformative elements. And how do you, maybe it's a virtual online sort of answer or solution, but how do you really do that in a way that's meaningful for people? So it's really exciting to see what you're doing now with Hollyhock Life as a way to address that need.
That is what we're all looking for. All three organizations is really how do we remain relevant, but not just relevant. How do we remain relevant and completely interesting and fascinating to all the people who are out there making positive change in the world?
Well, I so appreciate both of you making the time for this call. It was a real privilege for me to get to talk with you after, you know, knowing about Hollyhock and Esalen and admiring them from afar. And so thank you both so much for making the time, and I hope this was enjoyable for you, and congratulations on your major anniversaries, your 30th and your 50th this year.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, and I would love to talk to you more, Dana. It sounds like we have so much in common.
I know, we have so much to talk about. We could just
we do.
I think that would be really fabulous. I'm so happy to get to meet you over the phone. So thanks to RSF for introducing us.